Thank God it's finally over, so Americans can get back to watching their favorite game shows and sitcoms instead of having their regularly scheduled programming interrupted by a bunch of Democrats spewing a bunch of lies. The DNC, the Democratic National Convention, ended yesterday, crowning Kamala Harris their official nominee for president. In attempts to try to get the largest television audience possible, Democrats engaged in a psyop, spreading fake news, a rumor that Beyonce or maybe Taylor Swift were going to make a special appearance, only that wasn't true. Of course, Don Lemon, former CNN host turned wannabe YouTuber, was one of the useful idiots who helped spread the rumor.
I'm sure you guys have read all the headlines, all the stuff on social media about who's going to be at the DNC. Is it going to be Beyonce? Is it going to be Taylor Swift? Here's what I hear from sources. If it's going to be anyone, it would be Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and George W. Bush speaking.
Oh, all
those
three
would be the heavy hitters. And it could happen. I'm just saying.
Actually, it was none of the above, Lemonhead. It turns out the supposed special guest was... wait for it.
In anticipation here and elsewhere that there may be a special guest, I am told by Democrats that Kamala Harris was their guest. They did not want a celebrity at the end of this convention to essentially compete with her. One senior advisor telling me this is a deadly serious election.
And she was so special in the minds of the Operation Mockingbird assets that Richard Madcow over on MSNBC thinks that this was such a historic speech that every American is going to remember where they were the moment that they heard Kamala Harris take the stage at the DNC.
All right, you will remember where you were when you heard this speech tonight from the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, really introducing herself to the nation, speaking as much to Republicans and independents as she was to the Democrats who were nominating her tonight, asking Americans to remember how great their country is and to fight for its values.
Well, Madcow is right about one thing. Most Americans were introduced to Kamala Harris for the first time last night, because if you've seen any of my Man on the Street videos over the last 15 years, you know that the average American is so dumb that most of them don't know who the vice president is. Back in 2016, after Joe Biden had been Barack Obama's vice president for nearly 8 years, I demonstrated this sad fact by doing this.
Who is Joe Biden?
The somebody for San Diego.
Who is the vice president right now under Obama?
Oh my gosh, Hillary? I don't know. No, she's running for I don't know.
No. Who is Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Don't give
Joe
it away.
Joe Biden. Joe Budden?
No, I've been hearing about this Joe Biden guy for the last couple years. Who is he?
I thought he was the sound, you know, someone in office. Who cares? I don't know.
Oh, okay, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's get stoned, huh?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Who's Joe Biden?
Wouldn't know.
And because the average American, particularly Democrats, obviously, are so brain dead, many of them believe nonsense like this.
After decades in law enforcement, I know the importance of safety and security, especially at our border.
One good thing about the DNC, however, is it brought Donald Trump back to Twitter. He has been tweeting again, including this meme of the Biden-Harris accomplishments, which lists some of them as allowed 15 million unvetted illegal aliens into the country, historic inflation crisis, record high gas prices in all 50 states, record high consumer debt, released terrorists into the country, the Ukraine-Russia war, the Israel-Hamas war, disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, violent crime skyrocketing, tried to jail political rival in the name of democracy. And it just goes on and on. Oh, lied to the American people about Joe's decline, declared war on American energy. It just goes on and on and on. He didn't post this meme because this would probably be a little bit too offensive for a presidential candidate to post on their social media. But this is the women's restroom at the 2024 DNC. And there are rumors that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. may drop out today and endorse President Trump, which seemed like the logical conclusion, although I'm not so sure that he's going to actually endorse Donald Trump after seeing this clip of him and his wife talking with TMZ.
You had been asked whether you would accept a position on the ticket if Trump asked you, and I think your response was, That would be devastating to my marriage.
I think Bobby knows me very well.
Ah, okay.
I think that's the answer.
That's
also why he's not saying anything right now.
I think that's your answer.
So we'll see what happens. Maybe she can stomach him endorsing President Trump, but just not working in the Trump administration. But I think we'll find out our answer later today. Me, on the other hand, I've been endorsing Donald Trump ever since 2015 in the early days of his first campaign. And I have a new Wanted for President shirt, by the way, at MarkDice.com, in an old Western style if you're interested. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.